real-life Korean fresh-off-the-plane lingo on this Chuseok holiday. It's our little way of welcoming the brand-new arrivals to Korea with some useful lingo. Kyunghwa is our teacher, Sun Kyunghwa, from the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyunghwa.
Hey, Kurt.
Happy Chuseok to you.
Happy Chuseok.
All right. So what are we talking about? Fresh-off-the-plane lingo.
If you travel around in Korea this Chuseok holiday, you will see that a lot of shops and restaurants are closed, especially today on the day of Chuseok. However, on the days before and after Chuseok, some stores are open. So you will see shops and restaurants put up a sign to notify people of the days when they are closed and when they are open. And normally, Chuseok holiday is a three-day holiday. So if they are closed for the 3 days, they will just say, 추석 연휴 쉽니다. We are closed during the Chuseok holiday.
쉽니다.
Yes.
Resting.
Mm-hmm. And 연휴 is, I mean, when the holiday is not just a one-day holiday, but longer than 2 days, it's called 연휴. Or they will write the starting and ending dates of the holiday, such as 24일 tilde 26일 쉽니다.
Tilde.
Yeah. We call it 물결 표시.
Oh, that's
wave.
A wave. Yeah. Yeah, it's the little curvy hyphen.
Yes.
Tilde. Not many people know that, I think. But yeah, so yeah, that and it has to be curvy. They can't just use the hyphen. Usually they use the curvy one.
We usually, yeah, use the that's curvy one.
That's interesting. Well,
yeah.
It's these little points that I want to get at because that's cultural points too.
Yes.
So yeah, that's chilling out for Chuseok. I mean, if you can ever get Koreans to chill out, Chuseok is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And if they have a day off only on the day of Chuseok, people usually say 추석 당일만 쉽니다 for emphasis.
Just the one day.
Yes.
Today. They're taking off and then they're back on the grind tomorrow morning.
Right. And if they prefer using more formal terms, they will say 휴무입니다 instead of 쉽니다.
아, 휴무입니다.
Yes.
That means resting period or something like that?
Yeah. 휴무 means not working and taking days off or a day off.
Mm.
And big stores like department stores will definitely use this term, 휴무, formal term. And if they make a pop-up message on their website about this, the title is usually 추석 휴무 안내. Like notice for Chuseok holidays.
안내.
Yes.
If you see a desk or something or a sign that says 안내, that's where you're going for information, right?
Yes.
Counsel, guidance, information.
Right. Announcement.
안내 말씀을 드리겠습니다. That kind of
right.
thing. You'll hear that on the train.
Yes.
I'm giving you some information now, so listen up.
And this year, since the three-day Chuseok holiday period happens to occur right after a weekend, it has become five-day holiday. So I've seen some stores even put up a calendar to mark which days they are closed among the 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So for the days when they are open, they often use the term 정상 영업. 정상 means normal and 영업 means business.
It means a business, 영업.
Yes.
I don't know why I associated it with open.
Oh, yeah. It also,
means open,
yes.
But not literally, right? It
That's
means open
right.
for the business.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
For example, they will say it like 25일, 26일은 정상 영업합니다.
네.
And if there's a calendar, on the days when they're open, it will read 정상 영업. And on the days when they're closed, it will read 휴무.
Well, that's a lot to know. And it's all you need to know about not being open on Chuseok. You
yes.
could basically stick to the umbrella truth that stuff just is not open on Chuseok.
Right.
So chill out for a couple of days. Try not to go shopping. Kick your feet up. And we'll see you on whatever day you have to come back to work. We're going to be right back at work tomorrow morning. I'll see you then.
I'll see you tomorrow.